For the second stop on his first international trip as U.S. leader, President Donald Trump landed in the Middle Eastern nation of Israel Monday. There are a few goals for his visit there. One, discuss the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. President Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. He's scheduled to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas today. The American leader says he has hopes for a peace deal between the two sides.
I thank the Prime Minister for his commitment to pursuing the peace process. He's working very hard at it. It's not easy. I've heard it's one of the toughest deals of all, but I have a feeling that we're going to get there eventually.
President Trump also made history yesterday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Western Wall. It's one of the holiest sites in Judaism. It's also significant to Muslims. And because both Israelis and Palestinians claim the Western Wall as part of their territory, American officials would not allow Israeli government officials to visit the wall alongside President Trump, so as to avoid the appearance that he was favoring one side or the other. Another topic the president addressed, security in the region. Saudi Arabia, where President Trump began his trip, and Israel don't want Iran to become a more powerful player in the Middle East. Though Arab countries have been at odds or at war with Israel in the past, their opposition to Iran could become a unifying threat.